Ziggy X, they got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Hello.
And welcome, TJ. He doesn't say nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the All Range Mode Podcast, episode 102. My name's TJ.
And I'm Dan.
I'm Chad.
Hello, I'm Joe.
Welcome to the show.
What's everybody? What's up? What's everybody?
What's up?
What's up? Welcome to the show.
If I can't smash cement, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to smash with it.
Yeah.
You will find use for that.
I don't think I will.
You ever build frames?
What?
You ever build wooden frames for things?
For poured concrete? I'm going to be building the like a new deck in the back and in the front, and we have to remove the concrete all the way around the fucking house.
You probably want to rent a jackhammer anyways.
Yeah.
That's... You could do it maybe, but just this, kill you.
Yeah, I'd kill everybody, the windows.
Right.
Special date.
Do we have console wars this week?
Let me do this.
Give me like 5 minutes, I can find some shit.
Hello and welcome to the Original Podcast, where we discuss games, movies, and TV from the previous week.
That's right.
You did it!
That's about it.
What stuff you guys talked about last week? You gonna revisit?
Oh, he's just saying that's our intro. Let's go into it then.
I don't know. I mean, I just thought I'd say something.
Okay. So today's Zach's birthday.
Happy birthday, Zach!
Happy birthday! Yeah.
Did you see that on Facebook?
Zachy birthday. We were talking. I'm actually talking to him right now.
Yeah, this is gonna be out for a few days, but happy birthday. Another feedback Zach left us. I want to mention was the movie Whiplash. You guys heard of this or seen this?
I've seen it.
I downloaded it. I've seen it.
I still have yet to see it. I like to let the hype die down a little bit before I dive into movies.
I didn't know there was
hype. I had an opportunity to watch
it. Well,
it's an Oscar,
film.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Had a chance to watch this last night, decided not to. I still got to sit on this one.
Kyle said...
I watched it.
Kyle said, that drum scene. And when I downloaded it, I looked for that drum scene.
There's a lot of drum scenes. Like,
okay. You know what, I have a feeling...
Yeah, said that one.
Did probably you watch right it? At the end.
Yeah, I was just playing. That's where I went, right to the end. I was like, oh, this is probably the drum scene.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, why would you watch the end?
I didn't listen to it with sound. I was just like...
I'm going to buy a book, and I am going to read the last chapter right away.
I just put it on. I was like, what is this movie? I want to see what the download looked like, so I just decided to go to the end.
Looks good.
That's no need to watch it again. Terrible idea.
I decided to go to the end. It's not like he's
fucking
dead. You
don't know what happens.
He plays drums.
Yeah, but if you wanted to see what the download looked like, why wouldn't you go to the first 5 minutes?
I want to see a drum scene a little bit.
You got to make sure the drum scenes are good.
What was the question anyway? Or comment?
Oh, no, before we jump away from that, jump away from what I think of it. I can't bring myself to watch it because I feel like I know the arc already. With the whole, I mean...
What do you think?
No one, you guys don't know about this at all?
I've seen it.
Okay, you have seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole fucking hard-ass teacher thing, like... I imagine it pays off, and they both have a quick smile and a wink to each other at the end of the movie, and like, oh, this was a rewarding relationship. You know, school of hard knocks. Wink, wink, and well, end of
not
and,
as much
and
as
end
you
scene.
Think. Definitely not as much as you'd think.
It could easily end badly, could it not?
No.
Yup.
Well, some of those movies do.
I imagine the drummer succeeds, and the teacher is proud, and all the hard work paid off.
The teacher raped somebody. Now he's in jail.
I don't think you want me to spoil it, but...
I don't want you to spoil it.
No,
I will watch it.
It's a good film, so I don't want to ruin it.
It is a good movie.
I'm just waiting to sit on it a little bit.
Cool.
You watched it, TJ?
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to, and then I saw a post he put... He mentioned it just in the feed on the website, and I was like, okay, whatever, just some movie I'd never heard of. But then he mentioned it again as one of the best movies of the year.
Zach obviously cares how we feel about this movie. Dan and TJ, you've seen it. Let's have it.
I'm going to watch it
Without spoiling it.
Go ahead and spoil it.
I'm not spoiling shit. I didn't watch it. Don't spoil it. It's worth a watch. And if you are a drummer, you would like this
movie. That's why I'm rejecting this movie.
Okay, but it's not the drumming that
Joe,
you do.
Joe, you'd love this movie. It's you play drums, right?
He's a jazz drummer. And it's like weird fucking...
No, I know what you could do. I know.
Yeah, it's way better than anything you could do.
No, like my drums are not gay. My drums are so dope.
Yeah, dope drums.
Anyone who wants to hear my drums, listen to Better Weather. We are Better Weather at Bandcamp. No, bandcamp.betterweather.com.
Actually, sorry. Check it out.
Is Joe's it the other way around? No, it's betterweather.bandcamp.com. That's what it is.
It's dope, too.
Zach, give me $5 and you can listen to all my songs.
It's on a CD.
$5. It's a $5 bill. You get 10 songs.
TJ, you get drums for those things.
It is hard not to spoil it after, you know, Joe kind of getting into it. I don't want to say one way or the other how it went, but basically it was definitely a worthwhile watch. Really good movie. It was weird how they only focused on those two characters.
Yeah.
And it was just like really small, but still an excellent movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much more to say than that. I'm glad I watched it.
I'll give it a thanks for the recommendation. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5 without actually saying anything else than that. Like, it's just, that's how...
Look out!
That's how highly I thought
of it. If you've got Meow Meow Stock and Dan's Look Beans, out. Then...
Meow Meow Stock and Dan's Beans?
You should have Stocks and Dan's Beans, because Dan only likes things that are good.
We can't talk about Meow Meow Beans until we actually have, like, a rating, like, some sort of algorithm on the website where you can click someone's name.
Well, Paris did it.
Paris did it gave... Every IP address, you know? Every IP address that signs in can... reward Meow Meow Beans once a week, max.
I have plus 100 beans.
I want the system to be a little bit more complex than that. I agree. It should be user-based, as part. And then it should also be, like, peer-based. Like, we're giving
beans
to each other.
Like, Meow Meow Beans makes sense to us because we've discussed it. But to any listener,
all you have to
watch Community.
All you have to do is watch that episode of Community. Where it leverages your personal Meow Meow Beans against your rating of other people who also have Meow Meow Beans.
I think the Meow Meow Beans... is horrible just to say.
It is stupid to say.
It's really stupid.
Really,
well, I mean, I would call something else.
It sounds good in a really dumb TV show.
Like, every single person, like, if you follow reviews on gaming, then you're going to want to find a reviewer that kind of like coincides with you.
Okay, well, it's just a...
And that's what Meow Meow Beans are. It's just they don't have a fucking stupid name for it.
Well, I didn't come up with the idea. So, I mean, I'm inclined to use the name that's already been placed for this method here. But if we want to rename it right now, it's just an integrity based system where, like, you can, based on the amount of likes, based on the amount of likes you have, your rating is more integral. Like, it's more, it holds more weight in the podcast.
I just think it's depending on the person. Like, there are people who are going to agree with
it's all about the four of us right here. We want to know that your fucking say means nothing, and you want to know that my say means nothing. Because I have low Meow Meow Beans.
So many times I've said it, we're very diverse when it comes to our opinion on gaming.
But who wins?
Me.
Who are you versus, Dan?
I'm versus all you, and I'm the best one.
Well, we need a system to actually make that happen.
Your brother said he enjoys me. Per Stiditz enjoys
me. No, I have no doubt that you will have the most Meow Meow Beans. All I want is more than TJ. I want to have more Meow Meow Beans than TJ.
Really?
And that's all I'm looking forward to.
All right.
I'm going to have the lowest, and I'm cool with that.
I don't necessarily know you'll have the lowest.
Nobody likes my fucking opinion. Nobody likes what I say.
I kind of like your...
I like my games.
Take no shit attitude.
I completely disagree with you.
If it's not a 10, it's a 7, and that's all. That's it. That's the only two options.
Yeah, it's black or white, baby.
I really wish it wasn't.
I'm yes and I'm no. I'm in and I'm out.
I like it.
I'm up and I'm down.
Any more feedback, TJ?
Joey P did have some on Twitter, but I don't know where it is. I don't know.
Oh, wait, I got it right here.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joey.
Chad. Okay. No, that's it for feedback. We're done.
All right, so what do you want to talk about next? Movies, TV, or games?
Maybe some TV. We got Walking Dead. I'm getting by with my wicked ways. I'm loading up and I'm taking names. I wanna take my weight off. I wanna take my weight off. I'm getting by with my wicked ways.
Chad, why do you have fucking tennis rackets?
Sometimes I play tennis with you guys.
Tell me about that time we played tennis that one time. Wait, it didn't happen. Paris did it.
You guys good for the Skyrim level right now?
Just too loud? TJ doesn't
want it. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
If TJ makes any cuts, the music isn't going to line up. It's going to sound retarded.
What does that mean?
TJ's not making any cuts.
He does make cuts. He edits.
What the hell? The song's mixed.
Extremely rare.
Whoa, whoa! I noticed that 28 minutes and 31 seconds.
No, fuck it.
Alright, just turn it off.
Thank you.
Those are some nice gloves that the iPhone recognizes what you're touching.
Like that shit?
Yeah,
it's only because I sweat in them.
Well, now you can hear the fucking computer humming. Thanks, Dan.
These are the warmest gloves.
Oh, wow.
They're not.
Just spray them there. We'll try more.
They won't fit my giant fat fingers. We went over this today.
These are large, extra large.
Dan's fingers are stupid fat.
I'm a little sweaty.
Give me one.
Ooh, baby.
I want to try one.
No, I want them both. Can I just... Do you have another pair for me?
Oh, sorry.
Did you buy these yourself?
I lose them constantly. Yeah, they're at Costco. Six for fucking $12. Six pairs.
That's a rip.
Six pairs?
That's cool. I mean, for what you use them for, I wear gloves at work every day.
I thrash through gloves every 25 minutes at my job. Huh?
No, I'd probably less than that, but...
$2.
You thrash through gloves in less than 25 minutes.
I use cotton, straight cotton, white cotton gloves.
$2.
And I use oil and water at work. So if you get oil and water on your gloves, I throw them away because they're annoying.
You got to wear rubbers under the warm gloves. I don't even want to talk about
that.
All right, TV. You're right. We do have TV.
Well, we've all seen Walking Dead.
Yes. Hasn't. The guy doesn't fucking give a shit.
Yeah, you're not here. Can we talk about it?
Whoever's dead.
Let's fucking talk about it. I'm excited.
I looked at the review on IGN after it came up just to see who was dead.
I think season 5, correct?
Yeah.
I think season 5 of Walking Dead. You okay with those gloves there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm ready to make a statement.
The one that just passed.
Oh.
Season 5 of Walking Dead is second only to season 2. I think it is one of the best seasons we've seen of Walking Dead. And I'm so excited to move forward in this world.
I agree.
With not only one, but two Walking Dead shows.
I completely agree with you. 100%.
Wow. When does the next one start? Is it fall?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Fear the Walking Dead?
That starts this fucking July or June. Like, it's soon.
That's so dope.
What's that?
It's all year round Walking Dead.
It's a spinoff, and it's during the exact same time as Walking Dead.
But
a different group of people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the name.
So
our Walking Dead is it's kind of south, but East Coast.
Yeah.
I guess it's not East Coast. It's just Washington and Atlanta, which are actually pretty far apart. But are they?
I don't fucking know geography.
I'm pretty sure Atlanta's pretty far north. No, I'm sorry. Atlanta's pretty far south, and Washington is pretty far north.
I'm really confused at where the capital is.
Okay, Washington State.
I know Atlanta is like south.
Washington State
southeast.
Is west. Washington State is west. Washington, D.C. is east.
Is D.C. like along the Pacific Atlantic coast?
Yeah.
Atlantic coast.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm pretty sure this is Pacific coast. It's far west.
Okay.
Pacific.
So it starts as a prequel, but will eventually catch up. Like, I think they're going to do larger jumps in between seasons. So I'm pretty sure season one is going to be all a prequel before the virus, and then they'll jump in, eventually catch up, and I imagine what they want to do is line up the finales,
oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Holy shit.
Which is real dope. And
Jeffrey
who knows?
Just met Rick.
Well, who knows what's going on? Like, there may be planes, there may be an economy. Maybe only Washington is the dead state. Or sorry, Atlanta.
There's no way.
That'd be crazy.
But who knows, right?
There's just a big border across the middle of the United
States. It's at least North America.
Well, and this Fear the Walking Dead show is made by the writer of the comics.
Kirkman?
Yeah, and he's saying like all his screenplays are based on what he wrote himself into a corner with the original Walking Dead story. Here's all the things we can't do with these characters. We're going to do them with these guys. Everything he regretted, like, oh, I can't do this because of this, or, you know, well, we're in this area.
Do you think it'll be as good?
I think it'll be exactly the same. I think it'll be more of the same, which I'm happy with.
Have they announced cast at all?
Yeah.
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 Really? Who?
That dope chick from Gone Girl. Not dope, but she's a good actress.
The main?
The cop.
The
cop from Gone Girl and the bad guy from True Lies.
Packy Dad.
True Lies?
The Packy Dad.
The guy that gets, you're fired at the end?
The Packy Dad.
The Rocket.
You're fired.
Packy Dead.
Yeah. Arnold says you're fired and he shoots him at
He's
a helicopter.
He's the main guy.
Through a building at a helicopter.
He's Rick.
Best death in history.
He's Rick.
He's Rick.
He's,
is he really?
Yeah.
He's Prick. Anyway, yeah. As far as the existing show goes, I think it's been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked it quite a bit.
I have as well. I don't have any complaints. I have a few complaints, except for the last episode. Really.
Did you like the last episode?
I really liked it, but the one problem I have with it is a lot of it seemed contrived. Like a lot of it had to be placed real hard oh, I left this door open. And, of course, the good guys, the supposed good guys, the people who live there, end up being bad guys. And the way the guy walked in at the end and saw Rick killing the guy after he just said to Daryl, every life is precious.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I loved it all.
Have you seen the Emperor memes? I saw that woman where she's like, do it, Rick.
No,
she's got that face. Like, that face is awesome. That was love that with her eyes.
I wish she would have said nothing. If that's all, if I can gripe like about the final episode, I wish maybe it wasn't her ordering him.
Her husband just got fucked.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have even cut it 5 seconds early. Her crying, looking up at Rick, and no dialogue, and then Rick fucking killing that guy. That would have been golden. So yeah, it's Rick's idea.
You as know soon what as mean? You do that, ambiguity, right? Like someone will say she didn't want him to do it.
Well, good. Ambiguity is fine. But
the point was mentality change. Rick's group is right. This is survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I was fine with it. It was a little bit weird. I like the parallels that they're doing with Rick and Shane.
Yeah, he's very close to Shane now.
Yeah, he's pretty much Shane. There was bang this fucking another thing. Yeah, married chick.
Oh, you banged a married chick and.
Yeah,
and but killed the guy.
Like,
oh,
for nothing?
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, the memes on the internet, they're very tongue-in-cheek. Like, oh, no one, like, okay, Rick is essentially doing the Shane thing now. But, like, I wish they would have been more deliberate on the show to show that it, like, it's completely, he's completely turned around, you know, like, yeah.
It'd have been so fucking cool to see Shane and Rick together at this point in the show. Like, a character like him.
Yeah, you couldn't have had Shane around for, like, the prison fucking, yeah.
No, it wouldn't have made any sense, but
even, like, the thing was, Shane kept, like, they kept arguing, him and Rick. I couldn't have taken another couple scenes of that, or a couple seasons of that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm super happy with the way the show's gone. Like, even as tight to the over arc that this season has been, there's still one-off episodes that are very much about something else, you know, like, they managed to find, what was it? Tyrese death.
Yeah.
It was very much a one-off, but still very related to, like, to the overall story arc. Like, why they couldn't stay in that town. Like, the defenses weren't up. We lost, what's his name? Everybody hates Chris. He's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My one issue with the show.
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
No. Who's it?
No, not Chris Rock. Everybody hates.
Oh, shit.
Young Chris Rock.
That's the news I was looking for.
Watching the beginning of the season, my concern was there's a lot of characters that they killed off.
Are you talking about the beginning of the season or the beginning of part two of this season?
The full season.
Okay.
It's not really related to the season. It's just in general. They had killed off a lot of characters that you had grown to like. And then when they die, it has meaning. And then we were at the point where there was a lot of people that I didn't care about. Like, the mullet guy, if he died, I wouldn't give a shit. The redhead guy, if he died, I wouldn't give a shit. His whole crew, you know.
The mullet guy is like a tortured character that you have potential to turn him around or put him in interesting situations.
He's stupid. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
No. And then there's just the Mexican girl. And, like, I don't even know the people's names at this point.
Mexican girl, mullet guy, black one.
Yeah, the black one as well. Like,
have you seen the meme where it's Tyrese and everybody hates Chris in the car and it's there can be only one?
Yeah, I did see that.
I thought about that the whole time. Like it's dead serious on that show.
At the beginning of the season, I was at the point where I was like, if any of these people die, it doesn't really care any weight. So
you did you think for a millisecond that you were going to lose? We don't know their names. The Chinese guy?
I know the original people. It's just like the whole new crew came in, and I didn't care for season three as much. Glenn's fine.
Season finale, I definitely thought there was a potential.
You could have lost Glenn there.
I thought for a second we were going to, and I was like, that's a really terrible way to lose him. But anyway, those other characters, even though I don't really know their names off the top of my, you know.
I'm sorry. He could be Japanese or Korean.
Whatever.
I don't know.
East Asian.
I'm at a point now, and I'm happy that they didn't really kill anybody off, because it's allowing more time to connect to characters, so that when someone does die, the episode means something. Because when you're losing people who are just like, who the fuck was that anyway? I don't care. It doesn't mean anything. And that's pretty much what this whole show is. Game of Thrones is the same way.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Like, they need to
You need to be able to relate.
You have
to
remain to be relevant. The Tyrese is a little bit relevant. I mean, I think that
he was around long enough. It was a couple seasons, and like he was in enough episodes, like as a main character.
You know what always gets you is if a character dies and it's not the way you expected it, that has meaning right there. Or if a character dies before they reach their arc, like before, like if you can see them going on a certain course.
I did not expect Chris. Everybody Hates Chris to die.
Neither did I. I thought,
who is Everybody Hates Chris though?
The lead in Everybody Hates Chris.
The kid. He's just a black.
Oh, he's actually
kid.
A young
guy
in a show. A yeah, well, he starred in a show called Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably in his
it's
early
not actually
20s
Chris
now.
Rock.
No,
no. It was when he was a child.
No. But moving forward, where do you see Walking Dead going season 5? Just
I'm really curious about this wolf story.
That's all it is. And is it two fucking guys?
No, it's not two guys. They killed two. Or the black dude.
He didn't kill him.
Okay, but it's not the same.
He said
dude.
Every life.
Oh,
is
the
precious. Is precious,
the,
and he didn't kill them.
I know.
Just laid
what
them
was there? Was it a W and an A?
It's a W. Just but a W for
wasn't
wolves.
There? Yeah, but wasn't there another mark that they put on in Alexandria? They put an A.
I think that was paying homage to that stupid movie, or it was a book originally. But you know the movie too, Easy A.
Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. It was, you know, every time each gang goes out there and they tag a zombie, you know, Alexandria tags it with an A. And the other people tag it with a W.
No, I didn't remember seeing an A. I remember seeing the W a lot. And I think those people were doing it to people that were
tell
alive.
Tell me that the sun, you know, remember an earlier episode?
When they're in
they
the
had
bedroom?
One. No, they went out into the wilderness and they had one held hostage. They had a zombie held hostage that they had. Marked.
Was there a car? Oh, I know which one you're talking about. He's like, I killed my friend.
I'm pretty sure there was an A on there.
I don't think so.
I think, well.
We can check after.
Anybody who knows, drop a line on allrangemode.ca.com, whatever you want to do.
The W, those people are
and
like,
let us know.
They just kill people for nothing.
Yeah, but if we're going to repeat season 3 and just get like a us versus them for an entire season,
I think
not interested.
The purpose of what they're doing has to be something unique. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
like,
wouldn't obviously
people.
Recreate the whole You
those
know,
two
it's
guys.
It's like a belief system that they have, you know what I mean?
What the fuck? I wish I was so much better with names. Rick's buddy, the black guy that he meets up with at the end.
Oh, I forget his name. The guy from the early episodes.
Yeah.
It's kind of been the thread throughout.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't remember his name.
It's not important. We all know.
It is. Know. Okay, whatever. When he gets in the fight with those two guys and doesn't kill them, those are the same two guys that
killed
the poncho guy at the end and slit his throat.
Yeah, name
the
mark there's a W.
Yeah.
And
there's
saying.
No A.
I'm saying the sun, the early people from Alexandria, they would go out on runs and mark people with A. I'm pretty sure. I don't know for, but anyone who
I didn't pick that up.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Gimli.
But, I mean, as far as TV goes, Bloodline, it's pretty solid.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm watching it right now. I just finished through the funeral.
Yeah.
I'm into it. It's a slow burn, and I feel like the last scene in each episode is kind of like lost. The last scene in each episode is like, fuck, I want to watch the next episode now.
Well, they really went heavy with that early in the season.
Yeah.
And they sort of abandon it. Everything starts to fall in chronological order later in the season. Like they...
Loud dogs.
Gimel. Yeah, they...
That's not Gimli.
Oh, really?
It's neighbor dogs.
Well, yeah, they lay that on pretty heavily early in the season. They kind of falter away from that, but it's still good. I mean, it's still solid. Like, if there's nothing else on TV, you can watch Bloodline. It's good.
I watched the first episode of that.
Good,
keep
right?
going with it.
That was alright.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand how they were going to continue the series, you know, after, like, this.
It was signed
like,
for
just,
season 2.
You just
main story.
It for me. After the first episode, it's spoiled.
What
I'm
you
not saying you spoiled it for me.
I never spoiled anything.
Oh, like what you
I'm
see
not
happening?
Saying you spoiled
the oh, the TV show spoiled
yeah, exactly.
the
exactly.
So when you see
right
Dan-
at the end.
We see Danny in like the water.
So don't judge us for what we did. It's like, I don't give a shit how you got there. You killed him. Who gives a shit? Maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
It's obviously a fucking ride, and he's a main character who spends like probably 30% of the show is focusing on that guy. So
on Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like it because his name is Danny.
Yeah, I'm watching a show because of a guy named Danny.
A lot of shows do that.
Actually,
Better Call
main,
Saul does that. Breaking Bad did that.
One of the main
it's just
reasons
foreshadowing to the end of foreshadowing to the end of season one.
Obviously, I also, you know the answer to this because you've seen it. I don't think that's all the story. I don't think it's just going to be like the end of the last episode of season one is going to be what you saw. I think there's going to be another.
Yeah, they're going to drag it out.
I don't.
I hope they don't.
Oh my god, quit hating on it. You've seen one episode.
I know.
They're gonna drag it out. Shit. You mentioned last fucking episode when I wasn't there, I was listening today. You were saying, like, it's really easy to.
To hate everything.
To hate everything and be and right.
Be positive, yeah.
Wait for it. Wait for the gratification.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty good. Bad.
I said it.
Well,
it's pretty good.
I think it's good so far.
I'll still watch it.
Anything else for TV? Have you watched any of the new Community?
But. No, I have not. Neither I'm not even caught up to six.
Oh, wow.
I downloaded it, but
I'll probably download it when it's over.
Was it a?
Unfortunately, sorry, Yahoo and the cast and crew of Community. I'll download it.
Was it a April Fool's joke that Full House was coming back for Netflix?
Or is that that's a good question?
Is that actually happening?
I have no idea, and I don't care. I don't really see that that's possible. It must have been.
I could see it being possible because they just released it on Netflix. And Netflix pretty much has power to fucking everything.
They tend to do that.
It's like, hey, this is being watched constantly.
Let's it's not too late it. For you to start this now. If you're looking for something else to watch, especially with Shelby, watch Big Brother Canada. For someone
really?
BBC, it's good.
It's good?
It's not like as low. I thought it was going to be like low budget and like.
Wait, didn't you hate Big Brother?
No, I always liked Big Brother. Who, I thought it was fake.
TJ hated it.
I never gave it a chance. I hated it. For being reality.
I'm telling you
I
right now. Like,
because it was fake. It was
you joining
reality.
In right now yeah, is no yeah. different from me joining in last season of Big Brother. Two people are gone.
BBC is good.
It's good.
Okay.
They throw twists in the show that the American one doesn't do at all. Good and point. It's like, it's cool.
Big Brother is so good.
It is good. It's just, I don't know, it's something to watch with your girlfriend and or your wife for your case and it's fine.
All right. I might, probably not.
And it's on three nights a week.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's on three nights a week. You, like, if you've got nothing else going on...
I literally asked Jess on a daily basis, week? It's Thursday, what's on tonight? And she'll be like, I don't know, Big Brother. I'm like,
BBC,
right, sweet. Okay. Watch it, it's good.
I might.
On my for, recommendation, you know for someone who likes Big Brother, Joe, watch it.
I might.
I there's a lot more, like, sex, like, sexuality in it. Like they
in
really,
the Canada one?
Yeah, a lot more.
Her titties are all
there was a girl, there was one girl who got voted off first. She was, like, a really tall, like, MILF.
Started blowing everybody?
No, but she had like she came in with this shirt that was cut to like her belly button, okay, no bra, too, fake tits. You could, they were literally just like hanging out, and then she got in the hot tub with like a bunch of young guys and took her to like top off and was just
hey
like,
boys.
She's trying to make out with some guy, and they were all like, "You're fucking weird," and they kicked her off.
How old are we talking?
She was in her 40s, like 45, blonde. She wasn't okay. Very good looking, but the rest of them, like,
did you see the boobs? Does Canada show nips?
No, they don't show. It's on fucking
CBC.
No, global.
Global.
Yeah, Canada's got some. You know what? I got some TV news this week.
Dope.
What do you got?
So I have a Bell satellite dish attached to the side of my house.
Uh huh.
There is a cable that runs inside.
Yeah.
The cable was sitting there coiled up for months. I was like, what the fuck is this thing? I plugged into the TV, did the channel search. I got like 200 channels.
What?
All just. Like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't DVR or anything. It's just on when it's on.
But you have it.
But I have FX, which always has... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's Cottage Life. OLN.
OLN's good.
And,
yeah.
There's a new Survivor Man coming out. April 8th. Shit. Fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Fuck
He's
you.
He's going back out. But,
No scam involved.
What's that?
No scam involved.
No scam involved.
Just a free feed.
Yeah. It's just, all I did was channels? Just channel search, and it just came up. There's music channels. I was just like, you got, live TV?
You got those porno channels?
No.
Actually, if you have HBO or a movie, there's porno on that shit now.
HBO? Oh, yeah.
Movie Network has porno on it. Full blown.
I've watched it. When I was on Afternoons, every single night.
Dude, they've had porno on it since I was fucking 10.
No, I'm not talking about softcore.
My MIMS house.
I'm
channel
talking
21.
About full penetration. My MIMS
house. No, that was softcore. That was softcore.
No, I'm talking about like M, like Movie XS or whatever.
Yeah.
I have that.
Full blown porno.
Yeah.
After midnight. You know
the only thing is they don't show cum shots. It's the only thing that's different. I've seen them.
What is that? What you
I'll watch it till the end.
No, but they don't show them. It just
you
cuts.
Where's the cum shot? Oh, no.
No, it just doesn't happen. It'll cut scenes, and then it's like, it's generally those bad pornos that have, like, stories to them.
His dad came in.
and then it'll go to the story. It just doesn't have cup shots. I'm telling you,
When I moved into the mansion, we had a feed of God knows where.
Yeah,
I hooked it up to the TV and I did a channel search.
Yeah,
and it was like channel like 120-266.
Cum shots what everywhere.
What is this? And it was just porn. It was like
straight porn.
Whoa!
That's
in and it was gone. It was gone the next day. But I had a good night.
I jerked off three times that night.
I think that's it for TV.
Yep. I like pleasure spiked with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Songbird sweet and sour Jane, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Pleasure spiked with pain.
All right, movies or games?
We got movies?
No, I have no movies.
No movies. Seen.
And games it is. You even have games? I want to hear what Dan has to say about Bloodborne.
Yeah.
And I want to revise my statement from last week.
Okay.
Oh, TJ's review goes down.
Here we go with Bloodborne.
Game's awesome.
Here's we go with
Bloodborne. Whoa. Game is awesome.
It is a very serious, like nothing I've ever experienced before, love-hate relationship.
I'm selling it. I'm buying it.
I've reached a few points where, like, you get stuck for a while, and it is literally exhausting. I'll play for a certain amount of time, die, and then you try and get back to your point to recover your blood echoes so that your fucking whole time you're playing wasn't worth nothing.
You die again.
To die again, because you're rushing to get there, because you're frustrated as it is, and then you lose them. And it's just like, fuck this game, I turn it off, and I can't play it again.
That's why I sold it to Tim.
It is so annoying. There's been a few points where I'm like, literally, like, I've ejected the disc, I put it in, I'm like, I'm gonna put it on fucking Kijiji right now, I'm so mad. And then I, you know, cool off, try again, get past it, and it is rewarding.
It absolutely, yeah, it is rewarding.
How long is the...
You forget about the time, hold on.
Do you spend these things? Like, you have to spend them before you die? Is that right?
Yeah, like,
you have to go lanterns back to a waypoint, basically.
There's lanterns, which are essentially your checkpoints, where you can spawn into the world and you progress through it. In a sense, it's kind of a linear world. Like, you'll reach a certain area that you can go around a couple different paths, find secret shit, different bosses and stuff, and then you'll reach a lantern and you proceed to do that again.
So does it regenerate, or is it always stamped the same?
It's always stamped the same.
That enemies is integral always to Bloodborne. Okay. Your knowledge of the maps is insanely important.
It is important, because you'll be like, right, I know where this guy is, I know when he's going to attack me, I know...
Do you always start from A, or can you start from B and C?
You never start at the beginning of the game. Like, if you reach a checkpoint, you can spawn from that.
You can spawn from B.
Yeah. Okay. But some of the checkpoints are very few and far between. Like, they're hard to get to.
Naturally. It should be just as hard to get from B to C than it is from A to B.
It is. Actually, some of them are harder than others, but...
Yeah, of course, for varying degrees.
I don't know. The first time you're going to
an area... Can you
choose
to play A again if you want to just level up?
You can go back and then, like... I came to a point where I got to a hard area, and you collect blood vials, which are your health potions, and you can only carry 20 on you at a time. And then any that you collect beyond that point go into, like, a vault. And then there's another cap that you can only carry so many before you can't carry anymore. And I died so many times on a boss that I depleted them completely. And I was like, I don't have any fucking health potions, and I'm at a hard part in the game. So I had to go all the way back to the beginning, play easy fucking boring enemies, and fly through them just to collect blood vials or money to buy them. And that was annoying. That was one of the points I almost quit.
I did that today.
And I was like, that is fucking stupid. I hate it.
It's one of the worst parts of the game.
I might have left it behind.
But I'm telling you, like, when you start getting the hang of the game, like, I'm fucking good at it, I feel like, now. Like, I don't die nearly
so as much as what I used to. What makes you better at the game?
We played last night and you died like 6 times.
What were we doing last night? I was fighting a boss last night repeatedly, and I was rushing to him, like, literally just spawn
it out again and selling this game
and sprinting to a boss.
But is it your skill or your level that makes you better at the game?
Skill, absolutely. Like, I mean, you can level and be a little bit over level for an area, but it doesn't change the fact that An enemy is going to 2-hit you now instead of 1-hit you.
Oh, we should say, somebody beat the game without leveling recently.
Yeah, like, when you pick a class...
I'm sure he leveled plenty and then went back and...
No. He did it as level 4, which is the,
like,
the starting
level.
You start
the game as a level 10.
So some noob just opened up the game and decided he was going to beat it without...
He wasn't a noob. He obviously is...
He had beaten it once at least, obviously. He knew.
Did you watch him beat it?
So, yeah, but if Dan's, what Dan is saying is it's definitely
was
skill and not level.
Was he glitching the whole way
so
through?
No.
He would find spots in the map where he could kind of hide it behind a post or something. And the one I watched him, and the werewolves were like unable to charge him. But if he got
he was just hidden.
If he got too close, they would still hit him. But you got to remember, your health bar at level fucking four is only.
That's how I killed the werewolves, actually.
You kind of glitched him?
You know where the the fire cross is or whatever in the beginning.
Yeah.
I brought the werewolves. I lured them all the way down. They fucking hunted me all the way.
Yeah,
that's a distance.
I went down to where that was, underneath the stairs, and they were on the top. They wouldn't go down the stairs.
You got them right to the point where they won't travel any further?
I extended my blade as far as I could, and I just fucking whacked them. I just kept whacking them little by little, and they couldn't hit me, but I could hit
them. And there's also, I know what spot you're talking about exactly. Actually, where you go up in the house, upstairs.
No.
There's like, okay, well, there's another spot with literally two werewolves in the first area. You go into this house, there's a dude in a wheelchair.
Yeah, okay.
And you go up, and there's two, and then if you go out of that house, there's a stairway, and then in the street, there's two werewolves. If you go back into the house, the werewolves are stuck at the door. And I, for a long time, had to kill them that way, because they fucking...
I think it's the only way you can beat the game, is to fucking glitch it.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
What glitches can you find, and how can
there aren't really glitches. Now I'm just good at dodging. Like, I know... You get to see a certain type of enemy. Actually, I'm running into new ones now.
It's crazy to me that you like this game.
It's absolutely not insane. Because it's not something I would normally like.
Exactly.
It really isn't. And I'm extending my comfort zone, kind of, trying to like
even
something.
Even still, I don't even believe you like it.
I do. Sometimes I fucking hate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, fuck this game. I'm never playing it again. And then I find myself thinking about it and going, okay, if I do this, then I can get back
to it. Like, when I sold it to Tim, that's what was happening to me. It was like, you know, I could have done this.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't want to be in it.
I think we all had that experience at the beginning where we didn't understand the game.
There is no explanation. The beginning is the hardest point. Like,
yeah, like we understand now how to, even when there's something new in front of us, we now know how to approach it, right? We know how to dodge, we know our character, we know our weapons, we've upgraded things.
I still use
it. It doesn't even tell you how to equip a fucking weapon.
No.
At the beginning of the game, it's just like, I'm punching a werewolf.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, that was the very beginning. You don't have a weapon. You're supposed to
no, but you go back, and I punched it a second time as well.
Oh, did
you?
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, "What the fuck am I supposed to do?"
And I was like, "I had weapons. They gave me."
I think something glitched. I killed that werewolf as he killed me. You know the werewolf in the first bay that's eating those bodies?
Yeah, yeah.
He was gone forever. He was only there one time for me.
He's gone.
Glitched.
Was he gone there for you always too?
You talking in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, because I thought he glitched. Because him and I, I killed him, and he killed me. Literally at the same time, we both fell and like, rah! And then I came back.
Yeah, that's true. The first time I killed him, I died soon afterwards. He wasn't there anymore.
Okay, and I thought I fucking glitched.
But then I walked out and I was like, wait, I killed that guy, but he's back.
No, I was like, we'll say part of the story. Maybe he's the first boss.
Maybe. Yeah.
Not really, but...
It was terrifying.
Some guys don't respond.
I was hooked. I was fucking hooked I'm
disappointed that you sold it because...
I'm so happy I sold the fucking game.
I don't know, man. Like, there's nothing else to play. What are you playing, fucking Metro again? Like,
Metro. I'm playing... I found a new game. I found a new game type. I found what I love the most about Battlefield 4.
So you have a house.
And it's what I'm playing right now.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're having fun with something, because, like, it
with
sucks.
Something like...
It sucks when you don't, and I don't have anything else right now, so Bloodborne, for me, is something to play.
With something like Bloodborne, blah, blah, blah. If you're not willing to put 300 hours in, then why put 100?
I don't feel like it's
that. You know
what
I mean? Like, if you're not willing to put 100, why put 30?
I don't feel like it's that.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I've debated quitting recently, and I would still look back fondly on this time.
Like, I've killed...
I want to keep going, because I know that, like, it's totally worthwhile even if you quit.
I've killed five bosses. And, like, the whole area from fourth boss to fifth boss, I think only died once or twice. Like, you get better at the game. You get the feel of your weapons. Actually, I found a spot where you can farm pretty good. I've been farming.
That was the thing. Like, once the game kind of revealed itself to me, and I was like, oh, I have to farm in order to get better at the game.
It wasn't as... You don't have to do that. I don't think...
No, you don't. Again,
well, yeah, if you're an asshole that beats it in fucking 45 minutes, then you don't have to
farm. No, you didn't beat it fast. It was, like, over 10 days, I think. But you didn't level up. The point is, you can do it with skill right from the beginning if you have the skill.
I am better at farming. Only like I am much better.
I don't like hitting, jumping back, waiting for the guy to do his attack animation for 5 seconds, hitting one more time
again,
doing the same fucking thing again. But no, like that's what it is. Right? That's how that guy did it.
There's one way to play that. Sure, you can do that.
The game's not that for everybody. It's only for that guy.
You're playing defensively. I play very offensively. If I'm hit, I'm trying to get in behind the character, and I'm getting my health back. Like,
by
doing
hitting
my, I'm doing, yeah, because you know when you hit it, yeah, you regain health. If you play defensively, you're not going to do well this game. And that's what I was doing at first, and that's why
interesting.
I was very frustrated. Yeah. There is no blocking question. In this game. There's only dodging.
Do you think our listeners appreciate or reject us talking about the same shit every single week?
Zach wants to hear this. I know Zach wants to hear my opinion on this.
I'm under the impression like I would listen to the same guys talk about the same game for 4 weeks straight. If that's the game I was playing for 4 weeks straight.
Yeah, if you're playing this right now, it's yeah, relevant to you. Like it's you're the like, best okay, show cool, ever. I'm in. But if it's like
anybody who's not playing Bloodborne,
that's actually why okay. I listened to last week's episode today while cleaning the house, and it was about just like fucking Nintendo. Nothing of really.
Hold
I'm not
on.
Trying to trip you guys, but it was,
hold on.
Listen.
We touched on quite a bit last week.
Sure you did, but there was a big portion where it was about nothing really in general.
NX,
just,
that's
you guys,
big news.
You guys were just talking. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's the thing. I don't give a fuck.
Let's not talk about talking. Let's move on.
So it wasn't interesting, but as soon as you guys got to something that I care about, I was like, fuck, I'm in. And I'm paying attention to every word.
This is Dan's new impressions, and I want to revise my statement, so I definitely want to get through that.
I haven't really hit my impression yet.
I'm not saying shut up. I'm saying, is this, like let's, you know... I'm okay with discussing the same things over and
it's
over.
It's a weird fucking game where it makes me so mad. It makes me more angry than I've been at any game since, like, Tony Hawk days where you want to throw your controller through the wall when you fuck up a huge combo.
Never experienced that.
Tim. Remember he used to fucking punch holes in
his
wall?
Tim had the craziest fucking combos.
Anyway, yeah, he had the whole summer off school. Or the whole year off school, Villanova.
It was 2 months.
Whatever, it seems like forever. It's like Tim's on his
Hey, does anyone have
school.
A
hardline disc that
I can borrow?
Everybody sold hardline.
Hardline's gone? Everybody?
I have it still.
I have it, but I'm...
I would love to play the campaign. I've been hearing good things about the campaign.
It's good for the first half, like I said.
I don't really
six
like
weeks ago. Hardline, or no, not Hardline, sorry.
Bloodborne.
When I brought up the point of when I was playing it, I was going... Oh, it's just a fucking farming game. I just have to replay this over and over again until I get enough points that I can find
In a boss. Sense, it's a very pretty Rogue Legacy.
Dude, there's little secrets in there. There's,
there
we're
are
getting
so
to the point
many
where there's dungeons now, where there's randomly generated dungeons.
Are you farming?
No, I haven't farmed yet.
You haven't farmed at all?
And I don't need to.
Okay, when I say I farmed, I'm not joking. I've only farmed for like...
1 hour.
Less than an hour.
How does farming differ from juicing? Is it the same thing?
It is the same thing.
Okay, alright, I get it.
I felt like the game forced me... to fucking farm through so I could fight
the
first boss.
You weren't very good at it yet.
You probably didn't fight
learning.
The first
did
boss.
You not
Who
do
did
that?
You fight as your first boss? Was it a big, like, hair guy on a bridge?
I went over the bridge. I fought the fucking guy. The fireball came across.
You were on the
guy,
second boss.
And there was a guy in a graveyard.
Second boss. Fucking hard as shit. That was the hardest boss I've played.
He was very hard, yeah.
Probably,
that
no,
was the second
me.
Boss.
That was the second boss. You missed the first boss. That's
Who the fuck
fine.
Was the first boss?
Giant werewolf. Werewolf beast. Yeah.
He's like a huge, lanky werewolf, and his hair is like really long, and it like sways in the wind. He's easy as fuck. And when you kill him, it
do
really
you,
opens up the game.
Do you get tons of shit?
You get a lot of blood echoes, and you can go level up a few times.
I also want to point out that the
I
order,
did the same thing. I got to
why
the
fuck?
First.
The
order like, is
what?
Gone.
You didn't explain.
No
that's
cares
another
about the order. No
one,
no
one cares about
the
order.
The other
that's what I'm
point
saying.
About
like,
this game
that proves the relevance of that game.
You guys aren't in this Absolutely. Chat, but me, TJ, Zach, and Tim and Doug are all in a group chat, and
that's
we talk
amazing.
About we talk about Bloodborne more than I talk.
I
to
love
you guys.
Seeing that little Bloodborne icon come up and just what secrets has. Been
yeah,
discovered.
Zach would be like, "Oh, every time I kill a boss, Zach's like, good job, man, awesome. Now you got to go this way and make your way through that area." He's like, "Have fun with it. That was my favorite area of the game." And
it's like fucking rapes, man.
This is the Holy first shit. Time since like fucking Ocarina of Time that I like am excited to talk to my friends about the shit that I've experienced and found.
That's
without,
really cool.
I don't use the internet. I stay away from the internet, even on boss strategies because. You don't really need them. It's fun to learn in your own way.
I don't get it.
It's a cool game.
It
I
is
don't
a,
get it.
It's
you have
a really
to put in the
cool
time,
game.
Dude. And you have to be patient.
I gave it 6 fucking hours. What am I supposed to get
6 hours?
But say, understand that you can play this game for 100 hours and love it. Like
you,
I'm ready to invest.
You also didn't
in this
play
game.
The game. I'm not saying you didn't play it properly, but you didn't have a full understanding of what the game was before you
I
sold
did.
It.
I did. Difficult. Stupid.
I don't die as nearly
retarded.
As often as I used to.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Stupid,
yeah.
Retarded. The graphics... You said the graphics were bad.
Very bad.
They're not bad.
It
Come
on. No
one they're not bad. They look really good.
Forget graphics. Dude. The world is amazing that they built.
The
atmosphere of that world. And they have some...
What's the atmosphere?
Great...
Just make dark clouds.
Dude, beautiful, beautiful, like, sprawling.
There are things that are wrong. Like, I was talking to an NPC, like, a guy who was like...
Devil May Cry 2.
I was talking... His mouth wasn't even moving. Like, he was talking to me, and it was just like... La-la-la-la-la-la. No, not moving. It was a straight face, and he was talking to me. I'm like, oh my god, this is terrible. There are videos that are terrible.
Yes, okay, now...
I don't understand the story at all, and I don't care that I don't understand the story. It's not about... That
Listen,
at all.
You've got the Order on one extreme, okay? Maybe Bloodborne's on the other. It's not.
I don't care about graphics. Let's just say
it's a massive game and it's amazing and it's extremely fun. So, like, let's not.
The game could have been on PS2 if PS2 had Blu-ray discs.
No, it's not near.
It's all it is.
I think it looks.
You press X to jump back. Press Square to attack. Same. Basically,
okay, well, every game has buttons that trigger.
I don't know what argument I'm trying to make here.
Also, Chad has never used a second weapon.
What do you mean? Wow.
There are so many weapons in this game.
Wait, what?
Oh, wow. Chad didn't do it.
No. I have two weapons that I use right now because you have two slots. I use one that's a sword, like a long, thin sword, and it has completely different range.
What did you choose from the get-go?
The axe.
Chad just doesn't want us to leave his house thing? And go
no,
get
yeah.
fucking...
I had that. Like a big Hoover. Axe.
That weapon's... Do you have the... Is it the Kirk Hammer, what it was called?
No. It looks stupid.
There's
as well.
One. It's a sword, okay, and then you put it into like a giant. I'm talking like
huge
this big
square block or rectangle block, right?
Yeah,
you're talking about
yeah
camera?
It's like a sledge. That's fucking
it's like
cool
this
design,
big,
man.
Joe.
Huge square block,
like fucking. It's as big as you, and it's on your back, and he's just like looks dumb.
And then they have ones that attach to your arm, and they're like they'll extend and shoot out. You have to kill a guy to get that.
Yeah, that's
he,
the
that's his weapon.
Boy.
He uses on you. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not about this game at all.
Sounds like fucking nerd.
It definitely isn't for everyone, and I get that. And if it,
I understand.
I'm surprised it's for me.
The thing is, I feel like it is for everyone. Like, because everyone fucking loves it.
You know what?
Dan,
if I was playing by myself, I would not play. The experience is
definitely having the group and like the people saying like no, like keep trying, you'll get it, you'll get that point. Where
yeah, like
it's good.
Tell me what's next.
Quit egging me on. I want to quit.
I was ready to quit at the one point. You spawn in this fucking dungeon. It completely changed.
Yeah, how did you get out of that? Like you said,
all I did was where you spawn, you go out and run up a spiral staircase, and at the top of it, there's a lantern. Oh.
I told that to Kyle after you quit the party.
Yeah,
you left the party. I was like, Dan just probably fucking turned right, and now he's and now he's safe.
No, I went down. I went out. I just didn't go up. I didn't see that there was another set of stairs behind me, and I missed a fucking lantern.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah. It was just like,
so all you have
fuck
to do
this,
just...
I hate it! Ah, I couldn't do anything. I had lost so much blood when I died in there, too. I had like 26,000 blood echoes, and at the time, that was a lot.
Now
like,
farm.
a lot.
How many did you get on a run now?
What else you got for games, bud?
About 26,000.
I really don't have anything. There were some other game-related things, for example.
I played that,
run,
I played that Bitrip game.
I was going to ask you about that. Whoa, Dave.
Oh, yeah. So you
By the way, Bloodborne, Dan's review, 5 out of 5 stars. I love it.
I actually will have to agree with that, to be honest.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I give it 4 out of 5.
I'll be so fucking angry with it. I'll go to work, and it's literally consuming my thoughts. I'm like...
Should I get Jordan Field about it?
Dude, it is one of the best games of this generation.
Would love to talk to me about it.
One of the
so
best
far,
games.
So far, yeah.
Honestly, one of is. The best games.
If not the best.
Of what? All
of
time?
PS4.
Or PS4, okay.
Whoa, Dave sucks.
That's unfortunate.
Don't download it for free. It's free, don't download it.
Hey.
Okay.
Newest PlayStation 4 update. Did you see that you could delete trophies of 0%?
How do I do that?
You go into the trophies.
Yeah.
Everything you have 0%, you highlight, press options, delete. I deleted.
Oh! Just delete?
Delete.
I tried that.
Oh, it's that simple.
You left the door open.
You probably didn't do the update.
I definitely did the update.
Mm.
It's online. My system's online.
One other thing I want to say with Bloodborne real quick.
He's back!
Just to stop. Just so I can stop talking about it. There's a guy I work with who... he likes Japanese games a lot. He's really into them. He liked Evil Within. He was the guy who tried to talk to me.
He likes Bloodborne.
I talked him out of buying it. And I love it as much as I love it. Because he's a casual gamer. And I said, it's too hard for you. I'm like, you won't enjoy it. You're going to hate it. I'm telling you right now, just don't buy it. And I'm giving it a 5, but it's the only game in my entire life that I can say I love.
Okay,
it
Okay, so your difference between hardcore gamer and casual gamer is one who's addicted to pain and suffering.
No, he...
And one who enjoys his time.
I can honestly say that with Bloodborne, it's a game where you need to invest time like literal energy to play this game. Like if it's exhausting.
Did you
sometimes.
Get the Chivos?
Yeah.
Somebody was it Joe Paris said he almost platinum the fucker?
Oh my god, he did. That is mind blowing.
Did he really platinum it?
He said he's getting close. That was his feedback.
There's a guy that I played
he's
Destiny with.
He's damn close to platinum the fucker.
I don't know.
There's a guy I played Destiny with that Justin, you know Justin.
Yeah.
He has like 3 trophies left.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to join a party with him today and he wouldn't accept it.
Walked like, out on playing the game.
If you got a platinum on that game, that's fucking something else.
Is it?
I feel
or
like
is it just
wouldn't.
Like you got to beat the bosses, even the secret ones?
No.
That apparently I missed.
Well, there are secret bosses, but they're like fucking hard.
When I checked the trophies out, like a week after the game came out, almost
secret,
every
right?
single one was 0.1. Yeah, and there was, most of every single one was secret, except for a couple of them. Or maybe those were the ones I had. I don't even
what
know.
Are they, though? Like, once you unlock the secret ones, what are they?
The bosses are like, a lot of them. Some of them are just like, get your first rune, get your first this. And it's just, it was really hard within a week to get to that point, because that's like 4, 5, 6 bosses in.
Can I keep going on those, or what?
What? Beers? Fucking right, you can.
Hey, Los
Beers. Drinking this whole case, I don't care. Have 2.
Awesome.
I got lots of fucking game news, baby.
Let's do that, then.
That was the only thing I want to say, like... I've never had a game in my life where I love it as much as I do, and I can honestly say to someone else, don't buy it.
Hold on. That's Cap cool. It. Dan's Bloodborne impressions.
Yep.
You reviewed it. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we
do your best Console Wars intro like line.
Like original
right
or like
yeah, right now. Just
hey, it's Console Wars.
Do your best.
Well, you can't top that.
Best Console Wars introduction?
Yeah.
I like Xbox, Chad likes PlayStation. It's time for Console Wars.
Dan. Yeah, sorry, TJ.
Dan.
That's it. I've never called TJ Dan before until now. Do your best Console Wars intro.
Wow, put me on the spot, eh?
I want to give her... We gotta go around at least twice.
Okay, we'll go around twice.
Pew! Console Wars!
See, that was little... horrible.
No, that was good. That was good.
I think it was
I'm
fun.
Sorry, I wanted to say that about one of you, but... Oh. Okay, here's mine.
Console Wars.
Chad, do your second.
I'm gonna go Dan on this one. But... I play games, you play games. Who plays games? You play games, but I play better games. Console Wars.
That was the worst one so far.
Who wins?
Dan, do your second.
Are you just trying to kill our spirits right now?
No, that was bad.
Guess what time it is? It's Console Wars!
TJ?
I'm out. 3 times.
No, you gotta do one more.
Apparently Joe wants the fucking scream. Joe wants the scream. That's all he's looking for.
TJ, it's your second
scream.
Turn. It's your second turn.
Console Wars.
There you go.
I feel like you hate me right now.
You still want me to do it? I said, you made fun of me. You hurt my feelings.
Alright, my last one. Your game's a shit. It's Console Wars!
Terrible.
I feel like both of mine.
I like mine.
Console Wars. Console Wars.
Console
Wars. Console Wobe.
Let's all do the Console Wobe sound right there.
Nope.
Get in. 3, 2, 1.
Console Wobe.
I've got Console Wobe, dude.
Anyways.
Chad's got Console Wars.
What's up, Console
By the way,
Wars
we have
week?
Console Wars.
Console
in case Wobe. You didn't know that.
I play games, you play games. It's the Console Wars.
Why is it always about, like, you and me? And
you
me
and me, we play games.
It's always the same thing, like... Because we're divided.
Why did he do that?
He backed up my joke.
You and me is console games. Yeah, like he jumped on it before you were done saying it.
Because it is.
You and me. That's
I like games and you like games because I like the games that you play with me.
The split second before I interrupted, that's the intro to Console Wars.
Dude, Console Wars is...
I like games, you play games, the Console Wars.
Console Wars intro is Paul McCartney's fucking
Destiny song.
Yeah. Spot on.
All right, let's sing it together.
I don't remember.
Wait, hold on.
3, 2, 1. And. What?
I don't remember it.
I don't remember either.
Well,
what's the.
Yeah, I really want to play the games.
No, no,
and you're like to play the games. But do you really want to play the games with me?
That was it.
It's Destiny's
going to be a game. Destiny is going to be a game. But
and I want to play the game with you.
Do you really want to
play the game? But will you want to play the game with me?
I hate my friend.
All right, you want to harmonize that?
I don't think you can.
You can do yours. You can do yours.
I'm playing Paul's.
You're Paul, I'll be John.
All right. What tune pop are we got here?
You can play the racket.
Sing it.
I don't want to play it.
Sing it. Do the Paul.
Destiny's going to be a good game. And I want to play the game with you. But we want to play the game with me.
That's it.
That was my John Lennon.
That's Console Wars. That is fucking Console Wars. Anyways.
Alright, Console Wars.
Dan loves bad games. What the fuck? How did I write that to him?
Why did I write that?
Wait, that doesn't make sense. TJ loves bad games. What? Joe only gets Chivos in games that suck. What the fuck is happening?
What kind of news are you picking up?
I wouldn't be surprised if you actually wrote
Chad
that.
Loves the best games.
Wow. That, I mean, that's good
that
for
is
you.
Weird. I've seen that on M4G today. Anyways. DICE announced today. DICE looking for testers to test. Stop laughing! You're feeding into me.
Battle flame.
DICE looking for testers to test Battlefront on April 10th.
Oh no, come on.
The game's ready.
The game's revealed on April 17th.
At Celebration.
They're looking for testers to come in at Vancouver DICE Studios and California DICE Studios. Oh! Imagine you lived in Vancouver.
Wait, I'm going.
Hold on, wait.
I'm taking a week off work to go test games.
We do a podcast. We can go play Battlefront right now.
Yeah, we got credentials.
Yeah, we have credentials to invite.
We have 102 episodes and 60 listeners.
We're 102
episodes. You don't know that.
I don't know that at all.
Yeah, we have 6 up fucking listeners. Come on, man.
6 up.
According to TJ, we got hundreds every week.
That's us 4. We all listen to
it. Stay consistent.
I usually don't. You
can make it. And then there's Fano, Zach. Well, there's Joe. Shit.
Fano, Zach, Joe, Tom Munger listens to episodes.
Paris Diddits does. What about that?
That's Joe. Manu Biggs. Joe.
Doug.
Manu Biggs listens to it?
I hope. Manu! I thought Joe and Manu were the same person until you just mentioned that.
No.
Come on, man.
I don't know this kind of stuff. I mean.
Hey, thanks for listening to our voices. We talked about games and you like it.
I wish people played more games with me.
Hey, search up LaSalle Ontario.
Well, I really want to play the games with you.
Do you really want to play the games with me?
Sometimes, yeah.
Zach, Joe, Manu, search up LaSalle Ontario. That's where we're coming live from right now.
They know the address now.
300 Martin
Lane. Zach does. Zach sent you the Triforce, which is now... We've had your 3 months.
That was to my own house.
It's not mine.
That was to my own host, though.
You had your 3 months of the Stanley Cup?
Oh, I destroyed it.
It's on the last episode. These bozos don't remember, probably.
But isn't that crazy? Could you imagine living in Vancouver and being invited to the fucking playtest before?
It's not that crazy of an achievement.
Are you kidding me? It's like, find out where...
I got to play the fucking Alpha early. A lot of people get to play Alphas, and they're always
no one has played this.
No one's seen this, actually.
No one's seen it. You go on there and go... You probably have to sign, like, a non-disclosure agreement saying, like, don't fucking talk about this.
Or you're dead.
Or does I heard that only DLC will deal with uncanon shit.
I'm drunk.
EA box.
That's good. You were working hard to get that.
I did it,
and now you've achieved it. Yeah. You achieved this goal.
Harmon took what you wanted to look. A little bit of whiskey, and all I want to do is play the game.
A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor.
A little bit of me.
We'll jumpstart behind.
Yeah, but I'm excited about it. Celebration not only going to have the Battlefront trailer, but also the full
Force
Awakens trailer.
No.
Which is going to be dope. And then March 1st, we're all going to go see Avengers, and that will also have the Force Awakens.
We're going back in time!
May 1st, sorry.
Yes, me!
I'll go see it.
Do you think I'll see it?
I'll be with Doug.
Jess is coming with me.
You're going to be in Toronto?
I'll be in T-Dot, O-Dot, Canadian Music.
Do you want to... Will Mandy see it? With me?
Remember when I mentioned that I was in a band? We're playing Canadian Music Week April 2nd at the Dakota Tavern, I think it's called. Pretty cool place. If you're in Toronto, come see us, please. It'd be awesome.
And you can shake Joe's penis.
You can shake my penis. Dakota, yeah, but the bars are open until 4 that night.
No, I'm just letting them know.
Yeah, we're on at 2 a.m.
Are you really?
Hey, last year when we went to Toronto.
That's a good fucking spot.
What year was that?
That's going to be a lot of drunk listeners.
Sorry, not what year. Not what year, but what month.
Last year when we went to Toronto, what year was that?
Chad had a half a sip of Tim Hortons. Now he's fucking wasted.
Coffee, hey, boys.
Anyway, what else you got?
All right. So, do you remember how Sony, they bought Gaikai?
Yep.
And they were like, "Ooh, fuck, check out on live." It's still, sorry, I spoiled it.
They did it again.
No, check out PlayStation Now. Not on live.
Microsoft has on live.
Wait. No, they bought Sony. Bought on live. God damn it!
You spoiled that for yourself.
Yeah. Hey, feedback.
That's a spoil soundtrack.
Feedback.
Sorry, TJ. Those,
did you see the Sony's April Fool's thing?
I didn't look at it.
It was really bad. They were like, when you go swimming in the game, you can now put on this VR headset and swim in your own pool and see the... It's like...
Sony's so funny.
It wasn't... It was so bad, it was
Sony's so like, funny.
I was embarrassed for them.
Well, at least they tried.
No.
Yeah, most April Fool's jokes are... So bad.
It was so bad.
Did you guys see my April Fool's jokes, though?
I didn't understand how you had so much time.
I was sitting in one spot, and I just kept saying the same things.
Yeah, but you spoiled them all in an instant. You sent all your April Fool's jokes.
I wasn't going to wait for you to reply. Why would I wait?
Okay.
You said them all at once.
This is a little irrelevant, but I heard about it. I thought it was pretty cool. Tesla put out an April Fool's joke, like... 4 minutes or something before the stock exchange closes, and it was for like a new watch, like to compete with Apple's new shit watch. But if you clicked on the link and actually looked at it, it was like a watch with Big Ben like actually sticking out of it, so it was very clearly fake.
Yeah,
but there were a bunch of stock investors that didn't read into it at all, and they sold a bunch of stocks, and like apparently the company went
fuck,
up like
we gotta make it.
$200 million increase in the company's stock. So,
holy shit.
How many people lost so much money?
But they got to make it now, right?
That's likely also an April Fool's joke.
No, the it's stock not. No, changing. No, it's not. That happened. That fucking happened for real. Like, people lost a shit ton of money. Obviously, the stock is going to go back to normal. And all the people that put, like, $10,000... Like, investors were probably doing this automatically because of how much the stock increased without even calling their clients. Because there's people that just do that. Like, hey, if you see something, jump on it quickly. And it was like 4 minutes before the exchange closed. So yeah,
Tesla fucking did something.
Yeah, Tesla's releasing a new fucking...
Yes, buy into it.
Buy into it now.
Huge,
it's
going to
go
amazing.
Huge. Yeah, and then it was like, it was a joke.
Wow.
So how many people lost...
I don't think they're probably obligated to fucking develop a thing now. It's a fucking Big Ben watch. I'd buy it.
No. I'm not joking. It's a fucking watch with Big Ben sticking out of it like a foot off
That's
your
cool.
wrist. $100? It's a spike off your wrist.
$100.
Fuck off.
$100.
Nobody
they make
buy.
That thing and it's a, it, you just... Sell it to the investors that invested in it.
Oh, I got this gay-ass watch that doesn't do anything else.
It doesn't do anything but tell the time on the Big Ben. On the actual foot-long Big Ben.
You can't even wear
it. And I keep it in my display case. Anyways. But yeah. On Live and streaming tech. It started with On Live. And Gaikai was like, who is he? Who the fuck is this? Sony bought Gaikai. But now
for
they
so
have
much money.
On Live. And all the tech involved in that.
It actually
so,
is on Live? I thought it was somebody else. Wow.
I figured well, On Live would be a Microsoft. It sounds like a Microsoft name.
Because it's live.
Yes.
Why
are they putting so many fucking eggs in the shitty online streaming basket? Like, nobody wants to play Fantavision for PlayStation
nobody
2.
Nobody wants to play it.
Dude, imagine a world...
They gave it to me for free! The free trial, and I haven't even fucking clicked on it.
They gave me 7 days to play it.
That's
I played.
Double farts.
I played one game, and I said, no.
No, it can get so much better.
You
than
do
that.
Get trophies, but the game sucks.
I wish
all
I could. No, I wish I could play PlayStation Now so badly. I what? Want to use that as soon as, buddy. As soon as I
Metroid's
get better,
not on PlayStation.
As soon as I get better,
ooh!
In it,
neither is Mega Man.
As soon as I get better in it, I'm gonna fucking rape you all in trophies.
You've never even got a trophy before.
You can farm your bitch trophies, but it's... That's fine.
Hey.
You know, I like the idea of just preserving old games, having them available on any console moving forward.
Yeah, no trophies attached.
Chad's got the hiccups. He's had one glass of whiskey.
Bad. Fuck you.
Hey, you I'll can have a farm your
bitch trophies, that's fine.
You know what? Microsoft gave me fucking Need for Speed Horizon 2.
Fuck you!
Fast and the Furious for free. I got 1,000 gamer score from
Hold on, does that...
I'm not farming bitch trophies, you asshole.
Those are bitch trophies.
They're not fucking bitch trophies.
Dude, if
they launched fucking Mirror's Edge, like, Revolution, just a fucking for PS4 and charged me an extra $80.
Zach, I'm sorry we're drunk now.
No. I'm not farming bitch trophies. I'm playing games for trophies. I'm not farming trophies.
You would load up NFL 96.
And sim 30 years like I did for 400 gamer score when Xbox originally came out.
1,000 points!
What did you say?
What? 1,000 points.
I did that.
I'm not farming bitch trophies.
If I they literally throw fucking shadow- send a screenshot Buddy, of the
bugger. If they throw fucking Shadows of the Colossus on there, I'll get fucking trophies for it. Yes. I'm not farming.
I play Colossus. Assholes. It's on there.
Yeah, and I will.
Is it nuts, Zach, now?
Sucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck idiots. I will also play maybe Deus Ex. I will also play fucking Mirror's Edge.
You won't play
and
Deus
I will Ex. Play. I will play Mass Effect 2 again for trophies.
I didn't even like Deus Ex. Don't that even much fucking when it was new.
I'm gonna fucking smash this shit over your face.
Day of Why? Sex. It's my beer. I gave you.
Yeah, I'll smash it.
The Day of Sex was the worst game. The Day
you of can Sex. Farm your bitch trophies. Fuck you. Fuck you for that.
Are we still gonna go to the bar? Because I want to get a burger.
Yeah,
damn
go
it.
Bar.
You
got
buddies.
We're gonna go to the hideout.
No, Chad's just holding us hostage here.
No, I got more things to talk about.
Yeah, please.
Please stay.
Come to the fucking bar with us, man.
I can't. Dan's favorite game of E3. Quantum Break delayed until 2016.
Was it my favorite?
I thought you mentioned something about it.
Was it not made by the guys who made Alan Wake?
Yeah.
I really liked Alan Wake.
I know, Alan Wake is good. It's a big fucking mistake.
I can't believe you guys didn't go fucking berserk over Zelda being delayed last week.
I went berserk over Zelda being delayed.
We didn't get that far.
I didn't give
you sounded minutes. Like Chad was like, I don't give a fuck. Dan knows that it was delayed anyways. And that was all I heard. That was it.
I thought it was coming out, but come on.
Oh, no. Serious. Oh, no, come on. They showed one fucking grass blade. Look at the game. Oh, there's a beast in it, too.
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed that it's delayed.
Just like Star Fox isn't coming out this year, either.
Star Fox will come out this year.
If they don't show a lot at E3, not coming at.
I got to pee so bad. You want to read the last two?
Those guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Because they really don't like to play the games.
Yeah. Next on Console Wars, whoa, Dave. It's free, and it should be free because it's a big joke. And
is it bad?
Yeah, it's really bad.
I saw Joe Maria... Whoa, Dave! Under it, I never even heard of Whoa, Dave. That was the first time I had ever seen it. I was like, "What the fuck is Joe playing right
it's
now?"
It's bad. It's big. There's chivos, but they're also jokes.
Are they hard?
Witcher hype. I don't know what fucking Chad's talking about.
Witcher hype.
The Witcher is also
200 plus hours of gameplay. 300 or 200? What did they say, Chad? 200. That's fucking something else. I played Oblivion. Wait,
they better dehype. They better dehype that shit.
How many hours of gameplay was Dying Light?
It's not hype, man.
Well, your heading is The Witcher hype.
It's not hype, man.
They better fucking dehype that because they need to fucking rein in my expectations of that
I
game.
Feel like...
Maybe the problem with Destiny is they didn't hype enough.
No.
And that's why that's what allowed me to overhype it.
No.
No, you don't think that's possible?
Okay, by saying the length of the game isn't overhyping, if they said you can fight out
No,
space,
but there's so much hype. Like, The Witcher will be... 2 frames extra every fucking 10 minutes that you get.
No.
They're saying all kinds of shit.
The only thing that
I've
heard...
The beard will grow as often as you want it to grow.
I didn't hear anything. I heard you guys mention that. The only thing I've heard about The Witcher is the length of the game being 200 plus hours and that there's a bunch of free DLC, which is probably like...
Yeah, you know what the free DLC is? Is turn off beard mechanic. That's one free DLC.
Okay, it's better than no free DLC.
I'm on the same page as you, but it's not hype.
Dude...
It's not hype, man. They just announced something. Hey, we're going to release this, and we're not going to charge you for it. The internet goes, oh my god, there's 6,000 things for free! And then, that's it. That's awesome hype.
Have you sat back?
I'm on the same page as you, but you're rejecting
the gameplay
me
videos
for
looks
it
fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He sounded like he was arguing, but he said the exact same thing that you said.
Yeah, like, I'm on the same page as you, but you've also rejected my point.
I think when
and then stated your point, which is the same fucking point.
You guys are on the same page.
When you start to take
No, I agree!
My argument is right!
Why do you get so loud? You just spiked it. You spiked it.
Because I've been drinking.
That was a loud spike. Here's to loud spikes. TJ, you should have chosen to not drink another night. I just quit yesterday.
It's a bad day to quit drinking.
That's too bad.
There'll be other days.
Anyways, though, I said it last week. I watched like 30 minutes of videos. I watched another 15 minutes, at least.
But
at least 15 minutes. There's a video of a guy playing on Xbox One. That looks like Button Nuts on Xbox One.
Oh, shut up.
But Xbox looks good. It looks better than Skyrim, but fuck, like, is that
for some reason, I only liked it half as much.
I hate it when you guys hold massive games to standards of graphics, high graphics.
For some reason, I only liked it half as many frames as much as I would on PlayStation.
It didn't look Butt Nuts. It obviously looked better. Because I did also watch videos of Xbox 360 games this week, and they looked fucking terrible.
On what? Like,
just
PS4 to Xbox One?
Yeah.
No.
Xbox One, Witcher 3, 2, fucking anything on Xbox 360.
For some reason, it was like 320 lines worse.
Oh, is that your original point?
That was my point.
Okay, my bad.
Is that even though it looks bad on next gen, it's not bad. It still looks amazing compared to what the fuck.
You're also watching it on some fucking shitty YouTube channel.
Like, no, did you watch
a fucking 1080p,
PS2?
60 frames per second.
Did you watch a PS2 to Xbox One fucking comparison?
You watch anything on your fucking computer, it doesn't...
Listen, those comparison videos are all identical. They just put a fucking line through the screen and say, Xbox One, PS2.
See the difference, and I can't.
There's no difference.
I can't.
It's just the lighting.
Yeah, they turn like the brightness down.
The brightness of the TV that they filmed it on. That's all. That's the only difference.
One's
you see
on a computer monitor. One's on chest.
Because they were all made for,
like,
Xbox 360.
Oh, look bad.
They were all made for Xbox 360.
Oh, look bad on the Xbox.
That's a bad game.
Listen, any good game, there would be no graphics comparison because it would only be available on one system. Here's how your Uncharted 4 compares to Xbox. It'd just be a blank fucking screen.
Why isn't there just a Microsoft PlayStation Xbox 3?
Okay. Okay, okay, let me rephrase it because I'm Joe and Nintendo.
Next round.
Fucking
what?
Uncharted 4 graphics comparison to PS4 and fucking Wii U.
I just wish that there was one gaming console and they just made games for it. I hate that there's fucking multiple.
On Wii U, it's a blank screen. Money.
You
and on PS4, it's a game. That's it. That's all you want.
We're talking about Witcher 3 right now.
Witcher 3
we're not.
Dope as fuck.
We're just yelling.
Witcher 3 looks unbelievable. Even
did you watch there's a side quest where it's like you meet up this little troll kid and he's like, I don't have a voice or something. And you gotta go and like kill. Anyway, you go and kill this bird and then when you kill him, his head is on the side of your horse and you're like running back to town.
Yeah, there's the original video.
Well, I didn't watch those videos. I watched this one and it looked sweet.
God, dude,
I didn't want to get hype. I
can
really
run anywhere in this world. It's just like Skyrim.
I don't think it's anywhere, but there is head
carrying
mechanics. There is anywhere.
I fucking hate watching videos for games when it's like early builds and they're like,
we go make the best game.
It's not a finished. Like, if they give you a warning at the beginning
I've
it's not finished, it's a work in progress, I don't want to see it.
I've seen a very early video where it was like, capture this person's head. I think that's a mechanic that's going to be popular in the game. Is whenever you're sent out to kill somebody, like you claim a part of their body, like you claim their head, and then you carry it back around. Like, it's not the first time I've heard this, that you have the head of like your current quest.
It was the first time I saw it. It was pretty neat.
Where's the captain? You guys see the captain in this?
This guy, the one that's sitting right here.
Thank you. It's hidden behind the beers.
Anything else, TJ?
Yeah, I got some.
Nope.
Anything else, Chad?
Yes. Did you guys see the most recent, like, Rainbow Six Siege?
I didn't watch the video, but I saw that there was a headline on it. Was it the what you talked about last week with the plane?
Did I talk about it?
You did.
I did.
I'm really excited for that game. Dan, anything else?
But no. They showed the alpha last week. Now there's actual gameplay footage.
TJ is not excited. He's like, I don't like Rainbow Six games. I was like, excuse me. He said, I've never played Rainbow Six games.
This game looks...
You don't even
and
have,
not seen it.
It is the...
How much of a hype for a game I barely even know exists?
Look at it this way. It's four cops versus four bad guys. The bad guys will have a hostage or something, and the cops break in, or the other way around, or something. You're protecting somebody, and the bad guys will come in to kill him. And it's just fucking tactical. Yeah. Like, it's very, very, like, well thought out.
Okay, gameplay. I mean, it, like, sounds cool. If
the four of us played against some fucking four
Wizzies, that's true. I love it.
If we're all conversing over headsets, we will saying know. Like, this is your goal, this is what you do, we just give ourselves like a mission,
yeah,
and we play the game, we'll fucking destroy, and it'll be so much fun.
And I'm doing it. Okay. I will be in that game.
Are we rapping? Because I got a good idea.
Go to sleep.
All right. In 5 seconds, right before we wrap, we will all say our most anticipated game of 2015. Looking forward to the next episode, which is our top 5 most anticipated games. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers. So we're going to spoil...
Yeah, spoiler alert. Episode? Spoiler alert. Yeah. But we're all saying at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
Who's counting down?
I don't even know what it is.
You got to think. Give
count from
second.
Four. Four, no. Three, two, one.
And then do it.
And then we say it.
I don't know that mine is actually...
What are you excited for this year?
I don't know that mine is actually... But it, just say a game that you are like... All right. Say a game that you want people to hear that you're excited for. it may not be the obvious choice, but just like, just say one that you think will be interesting.
Why is this cool? We're all singing all at once. One.
Yeah, we're all singing all at once for our in anticipation for the next episode.
Okay.
All right. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Halo 5.
All.
Cocky little freak.